This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
It's question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. We'll start with Jules on Twitter today, Hutchie. With crypto clearly a, quote, bigger fool scam where you hope to sell to someone more naive than yourself for a profit, how does that morally sit with Craig when they are also providing station sponsorship?
Is that a practical joke, that question? Is that actually is that your best question?
Well, it's from Jules. Don't lump me with it.
Jules' opinion that it's a bigger fool scam as opposed to an actual fact demo. So perhaps you might want to start with a factual question.
So you're dismissing Jules' first up question.
I thought it was a joke.
The bottom fell out of the market during the week, Hutchie, I did see.
Yeah, it certainly. It seems to be I'm no expert, but it seems to obviously looks a bit more volatile than a normal financial market, doesn't it?
Got personal involvements and investments in crypto?
I haven't personally, no. But I am hyper aware that it is a growing area of the global economy that we need to be across. And then obviously the relationship between crypto and business and sport is growing by the day.
Yep. You and I might be the only two who haven't at this stage. Jared Moore on Twitter, does the advertising on podcasts work on a similar model to radio? Some of the bigger podcasts are putting in more ads than ever, but there must be a high ratio of people skipping the ads.
The business models around podcasts just continue to evolve by the day, and there's some businesses that just do podcasts. So, you know, for us, a podcast is a different or an additional vertical and has therefore different commercial ramifications than, say, a podcast-only business. But to kind of answer your question, I think it's still a collaborative work in progress between the industry and the advertisers and their needs. I read Grant Blackley, the CEO of SCA, talk a bit more about some of the premium they're driving into their model in his interview this week. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yep. Can you read that next one out there, Hutchie, if you've got it
from
in front
Joshua
of you?
From Joshua Prentice. On the Saturday Rub, Damo admitted that he had recently recorded a yet-to-be-released advertising for a betting company. After lambasting me for 7 seasons about anything remotely bordering on advertising during the podcast, has Damo turfed his convictions to one side and joined the ROI bandwagon? Where can we be consumers of Damo's content now expect? Will he be advocating the new Tasmanian franchise to chase Usain Bolt's signature as a marquee signing? Will he now call for, heaven forbid, the return of Carmichael Hunt to the Suns? I only jest, for this little nugget of information was too good to pass up, says Josh.
Where do we start there? Do you want to start with Usain Bolt and Carmichael Hunt, the two big...
Have you recorded a content piece or an ad for a betting agency?
Yes, I did. Billy Brownless managed to, supposedly speak to someone who may have seen said filming of said potential advertisement, Hutchie.
When can we expect to see this demo?
I don't know where or how or even if, actually, to be honest with you, because it might have been so badly put together that it may not work. But something has been shot.
Is it a skit or a sketch rather than actually an endorsement?
That's a good question. There's a very – can we use piss take on this podcast? I think we can, can't we? Okay. Well, it's an attempt at a piss take, I think, is probably fair to say, without giving up anything other than that. So we'll see how we go.
The world's changing when Damo's using that language describing the betting ad he's done. I think what's going on in the world.
I've tried to not take myself too seriously for a number of years now, Hutchie, and maybe this might be the tipping point. Lee Eustace, who's a regular, Hutchie, and he often asks us very good questions. He's got a simple one, they're his words, this week. What portion of footy experts do you think watch all 9 games a week? I'd hope every single one makes that effort, but I sense there's plenty who don't. Out of interest, how many do you two watch each week on average? Thanks, crew. Best career year for the pod. There you go. A regular listener's thinking. I think he's right on that last bit, Hutchie, because you are in career best form on the sounding board. But getting back to the 9 games a week,
I would say none. I don't think any expert watches 9 games start to finish. And I would say the amount of people that will deny that, 100%. But in actual fact, I don't think it's practical or possible in 2022 to watch 27 hours of football a weekend. poor.
You and I often discuss this when Terry Wallace would look us both in the eye, both at functions that you and I would be attending, and also when he would say it on air. And I was prepared to believe that he did watch all nine games every single week. But you're a bit more dubious about it, aren't you?
I believe Terry on that back in his time, and that was his focus. But I don't think anyone in football watches nine games a week either, by the way. So I don't think any other AFL coach does. I don't think any other, the forward scouts cover the next 6 weeks. Like, who would?
It's a great question, though, from Lee, because we all ultimately comment on issues, events, parts of games that we haven't seen. Sometimes we're seeing it, Hutch. You know, I'll put my hand up here. Sometimes we're seeing it for the first time, either in the meeting before the show, or even worse, sometimes, when it's actually on TV.
I think it's not that hard to watch a lot of a lot.
Yeah.
And to go searching for further when your attention is brought to something and watch a slab of content around it. But I don't think you need necessarily be sitting there watching the whole game.
Lee, just to answer your question specifically, I would attempt to get my eyes on every game, but to Hutchie's point, what definition is a lot of a lot? It would vary from week to week. I think he raises a good point, though, because I actually think particularly, Hutchie, the All-Australian selectors should be watching all nine games a week. And I know they won't. I know they can't. But they really should be if they're going to be voting on such prestige.
There's enough of them there to split the workload and watch enough footy. I don't.
Then they rely. They ask the clubs to submit who they think should be in the All Australian. It's got nothing to do with who the clubs should think who's in.
We're not saving the whales here, Damo. It's just footy.
Okay. Jared Moore on Twitter, another regular, Hutchie. Should Essendon have put Dyson Heppel in the no-win position he was in? He's clearly referring there to the on-the-couch appearance. Seemed unaware of what he'd walked into.
My view. Did he do the right thing by putting his head up? 100% yes. Well played. Big tick. Was he well prepared enough? No.
Yeah, that's my take too. And it's too easy to say you haven't seen something when it's already been in the news for 36 hours. And I'm a big Dyson Heppel fan, but I don't think that was his best moment in the game. Andrew Vitolan's on email. Has Eddie Maguire replaced Chris Judd as the most impotent performer on Footy Classified with his refusal to comment on Heretier Lumumba?
I understand his view on not commenting. He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't on that front. So I think he's done the right thing by letting it go.
I agree with Hutchie's take there, Andrew, on that. I haven't seen what he hasn't said on Heretier in recent days, but if he hasn't commented, I don't personally have an issue with that. But given that situation and how he has commented on it previously. Anthony Leach, Hutchie, we've got a few regulars firing emails in here today. Do you want to read that one, given he's having a crack at me, I think?
Yeah, is it critical of Damo to have an issue with Luke Parker's actions in publicly taunting Dylan Scheel when Damo is publicly critical of News Limited every week, and do you blokes ever park a topic for next week and actually come back to that topic in the following week's episode? I'll answer part two. The answer there would be no. You know, Damo never ever goes back to a parked issue. I think we've all learnt that over series 7, episode 15. And then on the first part, yeah, you make a good point there. How would you answer that, Damo?
How's it a good point? I just said Luke Parker's actions. I don't feel, Hutchie, this is just my opinion from afar. Knowing what I think I do about the Sydney Swans and how they like to present themselves to the public, I don't think when they sort of sat down, and they would have given this probably 90 seconds as a maximum, that they'd be thinking that was a great moment for Luke Parker or the Swans. I don't think they're going to think of it any more than that. So when you say critical, I had that observation of him. So I think it's a long bow to link that comment or that assessment with what I say about News Limited. And it's not every week. Anthony, I give them a lot of credit as well for what they do. And everyone, I think, who listens to that knows.
You're a paying customer, so you're entitled to an opinion.
Yep, I am.
You're a subscriber. It's paper delivered to home.
I am. That's coming. If you get that before 8 o'clock these days, Hutch, you're doing well. Matthew Haig on email. GWS being an AFL-run club, do you think the AFL advised GWS to employ James Hurd, knowing that Leon Cameron was coming to the end and that was their way of saying, sorry, James, for making you a scapegoat during the Essendon drug scandal. Here's a fresh start in Sydney. I'll jump in there first, Hutchie. No, you're on the wrong track there. The AFL, people forget this, Matthew, who's asked the question via the email, and you, Hutchie. People forget that James Hurd was let back into the AFL system. He came back in 2015 to coach after serving the 12 months out of the game. It was the Essendon Footy Club that effectively sacked him. So I don't think the AFL's got anything to do with, if anything, relating to James Hurd.
Yeah, it's often forgotten that, isn't it, in the whole...
It is. Yeah, but people people keep saying, what's the AFL going to say? Well, it doesn't matter. The AFL said what it needed to say back in 2015. I think people just need to remind themselves of that.
The AFL's biggest frustration is that the Giants don't listen to them on anything. And then secondly, we always act like there's this sort of secret office or division of the AFL where there's a room of people who are just out there looking at how they can influence. Half the time they're too busy to notice what's going on in the clubs. But it's always like this, well, how's this going to go down in the AFL back rooms? And like, my argument is there actually even a back room anymore? Like,
Caro's big on that, isn't she? Caro's obsessed with that.
Conspiracy theories. Like, you go in there one day and open a door and there'll be like 12 secret executives with 18 clubs on the wall and 30 stadiums, and they're plotting how they can – like, how did you find out we existed?
I've used these angles myself, as often is the case. Actually, you often refer to headquarters, don't you? Now, headquarters is a big building. There's a lot of people in headquarters. But if you can find one person in headquarters who's got an issue, there's an issue. Lachlan Welsh, he's addressed this to me. It's via Twitter. You say that News Corp doesn't like to back the wrong horse when it comes to elections, given the Herald Sun, et cetera, have been on a anti-Labor/independent offence up until a week out. Do you think News Corp have changed tactics, or do you still think the Libs can win? Hutch, I'm intrigued by this question.
I had this discussion with someone in our team the other day. Like, after the election, do you think my view is that they'll switch teams, whereas the person I was talking to said they think they'll go the other way and give the government a really, really hard time.
Okay.
What would your suggest? Like, it's clearly heading that way for an Elbow win. So What I do know they'll do,
Lachlan and Hutchie, is they will hold out until they can get more than what they've currently got on either situation. And what I'm saying there is dollars. Dollars are always going to.
That's not right. No, what I think they'll do.
Please, Hutchie, please.
I think they'll sort of move to the centre and cover it fairly for a while and just let the dust settle.
Covered fairly? Well, why would they start doing that now?
I should rephrase that. I don't think it's ever been covered unfairly. It's just been an opinion that's been voiced by many of its columnists along the way.
By many? By all of them? By all of them across multiple platforms, across multiple countries?
Most, yeah.
Oh, come on. At least call it what it is.
What's next? Are we out of time?
Yeah, we probably are. I'll just get one more. Given that this is Richard Booth on Facebook, given that when asked about Saudi Arabia's human rights record, Greg Norman said, quote, "We've all made mistakes." If you needed to provide counsel to him, what would you have said?
What I would say on this is I'm not having a view on whether he should or shouldn't be doing this league. I'm just going to pick this up that he's already decided to do it and how does he handle it. I wouldn't be putting yourself in a press conference environment where you're being held accountable to horrific human rights issues where there really is no plausible or possible defence explanation otherwise of the acts of the nation. And I'd still be trying to remove that chance that you put yourself in that environment to even have to face it in the first place.
There you go. Diverse set of questions today for question time on the sounding board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.